Y'all knees don't work. Y'all ain't over there bent though. Listen, first off, like if you never saw the original of that video, listen, first off, you either was too young, you was in the wrong type of household, just I don't know what you was doing with your life when that, like, listen, when that video came out, like, that video was like the talk of everything. Like that video right there releasing, when it released on the platform that it released, you find out who all the nasty little dirty persons in your school was when that video dropped, because that song released on a particular TV show. And so what we're going to do here's this: the first person who called into the studio, because I'm bringing CJ in here in a minute, we're going to talk about this subject, and we're not going to give away what it is, but we're going to talk about this subject, and the first person to call into the studio tonight and get the name of that TV show down pat. You should already, that clue right there should be enough to give it away, but we're not going to do that until a little bit later in the show. But if you are the first person to call in during the time that we're going to announce that game, we got some stuff that we're going to give away for absolutely free on here. So, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. It is wild. It's Wednesday. I barely made it here. Everybody in my household barely made it here today. So we just going to be like, thank y'all that we made it, but we got other stuff to get to. Y'all know it's been good, man. Vacation's been nice, but I missed y'all. And so I'm getting back into my talk show podcast, you know, persona. And so give me, you know, a couple of more episodes, because 5 months of vacation is a long time to just jump back into this. So we're going to get back into it, get back in the swing of things and get things going. But, of course, I got my co-host in the building tonight. I'm proud of her because she's been here 2 consecutive days in a row with no hiccups, no nothing going on in her life. She ain't stressed no more. Give it up for our guest host, co-host CJ. What a do, shouty. Welcome to the Big Back and Friends show tonight.
Hey there, hey.
I ain't giving you no more intro music. The last time I gave you intro music, people was in my inbox talking about, ooh, I like that song. What made you play that for her? I'm like, y'all, that had nothing to do with me.
Because that's the, listen.
Listen,
that was
okay.
A good one.
I think the intro that we had on today does justice for both of us. Like, there's nothing extra.
It did. Listen, I was bit all the way over.
Listen, And that, see, you get it, because I be getting mad at people when they be like, certain songs come over, come on, and then they be a certain age, but then they want to get dignified.
No.
You know what you said. You
no,
know what you're supposed
exactly.
to look like. If you from that generation, if you was on Earth when that song was popular, you know exactly what you're supposed to do when that come on. Like, there's that song is synonymous. And so it's like, it's amazing that, you know, we don't celebrate things that are, like, are transcendent, whether it's good or bad. Sometimes you got to have some bad in the process. If you think you can go through, like, life and get nothing but greatness and goodness and satisfaction,
you're lying to yourself,
Charlie. Like, you know that, right? You're lying to yourself.
That's the truth.
So I'm going to do something that I haven't done. I haven't done this in years. Like, so we're coming back season 6. We came back from a long hiatus. So one of the things that I'm doing that I would like for everybody to do, just so we can get the viewership up, if you listen to the show and you are a regular listener of the show, this show is syndicated on Blog Talk Radio, right? So do me a favor, for those of you who listen to the show and you're at home, football season and all that stuff is going to be going on. So your dude is going to be trying to get rest on Wednesday, because he know he got to stay up late to watch that game on Saturday. So he's trying to get everything that you need to get done on Wednesday. So give him a honey-do list and then come in here and listen to me on Wednesday night. Because he, listen, he going to want to do all, Kalisha, you know how men, listen, Thursday night football starts tomorrow. You know that, right?
And I'm so ready.
Listen to you. Do I have any female friends that's part girl?
It's not my fault.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Explain.
What do you mean explain? It's not my fault. My dad is a diehard football fan. We're from Louisiana. I have boy cousins. It's a lot of them. They just raised me rough. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Like, when people describe their cousins, it kind of gives you the guideline for, like, the family, because I say that all the time. I'm like, I'm the boy cousin, but it's a lot of women in my family, and people just look at me, and I'm like, what? Like, listen, that ratio is not cute. like each generation is different, because you know, in some generations that flip flop. But baby, listen, my generation and the generation before, and I think after me, there was a lot of girls.
The girls definitely outweigh the guys, but the cousins that I was around was guys.
See? Oh, see, that's different. Ooh.
See.
That means some men folk in your family was close. Because family structure matters, man. Like, people don't look at that. Like, people don't look at the family dynamic, and they don't, and like a lot of times, a lot of people don't look at what the family before them actually went through. And I don't mean, like, you ain't got to go back to 1876 when we know everybody was a slave. Like, you don't have to go that far to see the disconnect in things. Like, you can literally look at it with it. If you really stop and look at a family in generational increments, you can see the good and the bad that the family picked up along the way to get to where they are today. You get it?
Agreed.
And so a lot of times I feel personal when I'm having conversations with people, because I see where in every aspect of life we can see where certain families, certain people, certain situations fell short of giving that person what they should have really ultimately got. And disproportionately in history, you see that in our people. And so I'm always cognitive of when I meet a person, how I meet them, because it tells you a lot about the person. But the craziest thing is I was listening to an old sermon by this pastor, and it was funny because I think this is a good segue for how we started. I didn't even think I would tie this in. It was just weird because it really hit me. I was like, somebody really needs to hear this. And I'm going to give y'all a nugget before we take our next commercial break, because there ain't going to be a lot of nuggets in this, because there's a whole lot of ratchetness that's going to be on the show today. So please don't feel like you're going to get all spiritual with me today, because it's not going to be that great of a holistic show. And I don't want to set nobody, just because of the play selection, I can tell you that we got for today, it's not going to be a holistic show. Now, don't get mad at me for what you get. But we had a meeting, and the meeting said this was the playlist we was going with, and we decided to go with this playlist. So don't get mad at me. It's disrespectful all up in here. So, you know, if your kids is in the room, I would advise you to go ahead and start winding them down, because it's gonna get worse as the night progresses. Okay, I'm gonna start with all the best stuff I can play first before we get to, you know, where your kids should be in the bed sleep unless y'all in California. So the topic that the dude was preaching from is there's three boxes. Remember I was telling you, like, there's certain boxes that I check before I put somebody in a category?
Yes.
And so it's the box called friend, and people don't understand. There's not a lot of ways that you can check the box of friend. Like, for me to say you're my friend, like, I'll be your friend all day, and I think people misunderstand that, right? Like, I can be your
right.
friend. But before you can get to be considered best friend status, before I can check the friend box status, there's three things that a person has to go through with me for me to believe that they're my friend, all right? And so the first principle is they have to get into the situation with me, right? So what I mean by it is, like, just look at your life right now. So look at the people, for anybody that you would consider your friend, right? Are they actively getting in the situation that you're dealing with in life? To the level of their ability, because sometimes we have to understand each person's level of their ability is different. But to the level of their ability, are they getting into your life, right? That's the first one you have to check. So that means, are you getting into this with me? Are we in this fight together? Is there a common ground that we're trying to assimilate, whether it be my issue or your issue, but are we getting into it, right? But see, box number two, that when I check box two, before I can check box two, is when I go through it, though, they have to be there to encourage me. Because what so many people don't realize is while they were going through it, they were perfect friends while they were going through it. But when you started going through it, they weren't there to check the second box. That's why I said I'm cool with it, and because I give you friendship on levels, right? And that can come in so that answer can come in so many different variable ways. There's no one set way, right? But the third one is the most important one. They gotta celebrate, not just know you elevated, but they got to celebrate the elevation. And not celebrate the elevation and, ooh, girl, I knew you was going to make it. Ooh, you know what, while you going through that over there, I'm just going to pray. And like, no, no, no. When they see you elevate, not only do they congratulate you, but they anticipate your success going forward. Because here's the thing. Think about your friendships that you've had 5, 10, 15 years. Although when you begin to go through those situations, they start realizing you got it. And what's the first thing they say? Ah, girl, we knew you had it. And we start anticipating and expecting and celebrating and then already being at the finish line with your certificate. Like, girl, we knew. We were just waiting for you to get here. See, we don't celebrate the success of our friends. We just expect them to get there, but we don't do any of the enduring, and we definitely don't do any of the encouraging. But then we expect to celebrate with them at the end. So people always ask me, they be like, hey, Bap, you always come up with these different analogies. That's been my tried and true method since the day of time, and I can tell you right now, all the people who there's a lot of people who I consider my friends. Like, they're my friend. I know when they need something, they're calling me. They're my friend. There are a few people that I will say that I'm their friend because I know when I need them, they're going to stop, they're going to call, they're going to listen, they're going to understand, they're going to provide resources, they're going to provide information, they're going to provide knowledge, they're going to do iron sharpening iron. But most of the time, the people that show up only want to show up in the first part of it is while you're being their friend. All right, we'll be right back after this next commercial break. Y'all know how we do.
Check in the been going nuts. But T-Pivers got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's wild, wild, baby. What you know about me? I'm on it 5'9" South Beach, baby. Holla at me.
See, listen, there's something about that.
You feel better?
Huh?
You feel better?
I feel much good. I feel much good. All right, let's get into Black History's World History real quick. That is brought to you by Of the Spirit tonight. I just want to give a shout out to Of the Spirit. If you haven't been on their Facebook page, go on there and put Of the Spirit. And just go check out their trinkets and stuff, man. They make feel-good things to make people feel good. And if, you know, you're having a moment and you just need to feel good a little bit, go check out Of the Spirit. Kalisha, before we get into Black History, World History, I just want to go ahead and give a little pre-something to let everybody know we have a new segment at 10 o'clock. Y'all going to like this. Like, if you ever had a job before, you're going to like this new segment that we got at 10 o'clock. But let me do Black History is World History. Can I ask you a question, Kalisha? I'm going to read something a little bit. But have you ever heard the term the most segregated Negro in America? Well, I'm going to introduce you to him tonight in Black History is World History. His name is James Howard Meredith. He was born on June 25th, 1933, in Mississippi, the SIP. We're going to talk about the SIP. The SIP in the 30s.
Okay, let's go.
All right, and was raised on his family's 84-acre farm in Adela County. After graduating from Gibbs High School in St. Petersburg, Florida, so he left Mississippi to go get an education because we already know the SIP, okay? So he went somewhere else and got a little education. In 51, he then served in the U.S. Air Forces from 1951 to 1960, including a three-year tour of duty in Japan. I'm not even finna to listen. It's a whole lot of syllables in that name. Ain't, you know me, I don't like messing up nobody's name. So I don't need none of my Asian people coming over here talking about, that ain't how you say it, fella. Get your shit together. I'm going to watch out my ass. Yeah, whatever, ma'am. I love you, too. But anyways, that's the production manager screaming at me. I know what we moving. Like, what? You ain't got to yell at me. I already know. I'm moving on. I told the people. He returned to his home state determined to become the first African American to attend the University of Mississippi. He also he attended Jackson State College from 1960 to 1961, and he applied for admission to the University of Mississippi in January of 1961. The state took several measures to prevent his admission. In February, the university sent Meredith a telegram denying him admission. Listen, could you imagine sending a nigga a telegram now? A telegram. Hey, listen, because, you know, this is so indirect. Like, people don't understand how indirect a telegram is. Like, when you just get something that says, like, the admission counselor, da-da-da, telegram, and you get a letter. Like, you know these people now got to leave a house in a car that only go, like, 28 miles an hour to drive somewhere else to argue with some people? Like, that's dedication. Like, these niggas today ain't that dedicated.
That is.
But listen. When Meredith's response to his telegraph went unanswered, he filed a suit with the assistance of the National Association of Advancement of Colored People's Legal Defense Fund. Now, if you don't know why that's important, you might want to go look that up, because that group is inspiration. There's a lot of laws that they helped get created. Matter of fact, there are some things that dealt with Roe versus Wade that they were particularly impactful on, but that's a whole different thing. Like, go look them up. They are very impactful on civil liberties when it comes to legal law practices. But on September 5th in 1962, after a protracted court battle, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Meredith was to be admitted to the University of Mississippi. Mississippi's governor, Ross Barnett, tried to... I don't know, something's missing there. Meredith's enrollment by assuming that the position of register to present the blocking of his admission. a riot broke out on the campus. A mob, we're not going to say what color they were, but y'all can pretty much, I'm going to be as translucent as I can, but y'all know what we was, you know, confronted with, and the U.S. Marshals stationed on campus to protect Meredith. The crowd assaulted the marshals with bricks, bullets made outside of, with bricks and bullets outside of Lyceum, the university administrative building, until the arrival of federal troops quelled the violence in the early morning hours. Two bystanders died in the confrontation. 206 marshals and soldiers were wounded, and 200 individuals were arrested. Merrily was finally allowed to register for his courses on October the 1st, 1962. So remember, he was admitted September 10th. He wasn't allowed to register until October the 1st. That means class is already in session.
Already started.
Meredith was ostracized by most of his fellow students that at the university and needed 24-hour protections from the marshals. This is just to get education. Mind you, he ain't even trying to holler at none of these hoes. He just wants education, just some knowledge. 24-hour protection just to get some knowledge. He ain't trying to get no pussy. You know how hard it is to get black men to go somewhere and not try to get no pussy? He just trying to get an education. No pussy involved. He good. I just want an education. As the result of this, he later described himself as the most segregated Negro in the United States. If you don't know about Meredith, go look him up. Go get some books on him. Go read his story. If you're out of Mississippi, if you've ever been in the Air Force, if you've ever been, like I tell people, don't be associated with all these groups and don't understand the people who look like you, who shape what it is that you do. I tell people all the time, I have no problem with any Heritage Month if they're going to teach the history, or any heritage program if they're going to teach the history of their people. But I tell people, while you're teaching the history, make sure you're fair to everybody that's involved. Because you can't tell a half-true story, because in my belief system, a half-true story is a lie. You can't hold out some of the stuff to make you look good just because it make you make it look like. I'm going to go with, I guess, because it ain't going to get no better. Like, this thing, I guess I'll go with this one. Because, you know, this playlist get disrespectful as they play these songs, because, like, I keep telling people, I don't know if they watched what we watched when we was growing up. So at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to open up, at the 9:45 mark, after we close out birthdays, we're going to open it up for to call in to let us know what TV show this playlist came from. So we'll do that after we close out birthdays, and then at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to start our new show segment. So you'll be able to win a free something. Production manager, what we got out there to give away? Send me a list of things that we got to give away, because I know we got some stuff. People been sending us stuff. So it is time for us to take a commercial break. So I'm going to go with this one, because I think this one won't get us in trouble. Listen, this is the last one that I'm going to give you the opportunity to get your kids in the bed, because the next, like, six songs is going to be real disrespectful. So I love y'all. We'll be right back after this small commercial break.
I ain't stupid, I see that, and my dope come quicker. Whoa, shorty with the
hypnotic, she moves so erotic, so watch I'm the downcast girl. I get it rough in here, I make it jump in here, front in here, we'll thump in here. Oh, so good, I'm so ghetto, so old. So gully, so burny, what's good? I shot the Benz on girls, I'm in the club. No, no star, nothing, it won't be nothing, Little mama, show me a good bit. Good hair, put your back to a twist. Do your thing like it ain't got to twist. Shake, shake that, girl. Little mama, show me a good bit. Good hair, put your back to a twist. Do your thing like it ain't got to twist. Shake, shake that, girl. Party, everybody stand up. Everybody put your hands up, let's party. Everybody bounce with me to champagne and burn a little green away. Just disco inferno, let's go. You're now rocking with a pro. I get dough to flip, go to get more for show. Get my drink on, linger on the dead floor. Look at me, I don't dance, all I do is this. It's the same two-step with a little twist. Listen, boy, man, I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Pay attention, boy, I teach you how to do this. We mix a little pitch with a little Dom Perignon and a little innocent. You know we finna carry on. Hollin' at the drinks in the club trying to get right. We gon' be a finish till we break daylight. Daylight.
Little mama, show me a move it. Good hair, put your back into a twist. Do your thing like it ain't got to twist. Shake, shake that, girl. Little mama, show me a
move it.
Good hair, put your back into a twist.
Miss CJ, look, I even gave him the edited version on that one because that's the last one. All the rest of them finna be disrespectful. You know that, right?
Well, let's see games begin because it wasn't disrespectful.
Oh, let's see games begin. We finna dunk them on them. Dunk them on them. Dunk them on them. Listen, let me stop. Let me act like I got some good right. It's my favorite time of the day. It is what day it is. Today is September the 7th. So we're going to go ahead and get to this. I don't know how many days she gave me. She gave me 2 days. She gave me today and tomorrow. So let's go ahead and do today real quick. You know, when I look at them, I have to see what type of order that I want to put these in. Some of these, I just be like, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to save the last one for the last one because in the theme of the show, I think this is a good one for the last one. So we're gonna leave that one there. And then we'll do all the other ones. We'll just go down and then we'll save that one for the last one. We're going to even do that tomorrow's date, but we're going to save this one for the last one because it go good with the theme of the show. You know what I'm saying? So today is National Acorn Squash Day. Listen, if you don't really know how to cook, before you start getting these new fruits and vegetables that y'all don't know how to make, go get you a cookbook because most of y'all don't like talking to y'all relatives. So go get you a cookbook or go find somebody who know how to make these items and try to make it before y'all actually just make it and serve it to people because sometimes what they tell you on TikTok and YouTube is not just good enough. Like, you got to see it in the process so you can see the consistency. Some of this shit y'all be trying to serve is disrespectful to the internet and my love for food. Sorry, that just made me feel some type of way. Today is National Beer Lovers Day. Another good thing. You can cook with beer, but I also need y'all to understand what go good with beer and what don't. Y'all can't make everything beer battered and beer flavored. All that shit don't taste good.
But a drunk turkey, oh my.
Yeah, see, no. See, y'all be doing too much with simple stuff. Keep it together. Keep it simple. Crab boils. Seafood boils, beer goes good in there. Any type of strong stock that you need, you know, whatever, and you need it to be stronger than regular stock, beer is good for that. But you're not supposed to, yeah, let me just move on because y'all nasty. National Grandma Moses Day. I don't got no grandma with the last name Moses, so I don't know who we celebrating. That was a little too much for me. National Grateful Patient Day. Who's Grandma Moses? Yeah, I need them to put her real name up there. She's not Grandma Moses. Ma'am, her name was Harriet Tubman. I'm sorry, I'm not going to call her Grandma Moses. See, that's why y'all be having, see, that's why people be having black folks confused. Y'all be trying to give people nicknames and then people don't know who they really is. Ma'am, I'm 41 years old. I've never heard Grandma Moses while she over here rolling her eyes at me. It's disrespectful. National Grateful Patient Day. Today is also National Neither Snow Nor Rain Day. That's not true because California's going to get some rain. They got a whole hurricane out there in California. Hey, Elizabeth is joining the show. Say hey.
Hi.
That's all y'all gonna get. She joined the show. She just wanted. She literally came in the studio and waved at the studio equipment. So, anyway, let me get back because Elizabeth is in charge and she's been running shit for a while and she don't know I'm going back to work next week. Today is also National New Hampshire Day. Tomorrow is National School Picture Day, which is weird because, everybody got these rolling start dates, so I don't see how you got a standard picture day. Because, it's weird. Some of these places, these babies had picture day, the first week of school. I know they're going to be clean the first week of school, but not everybody clean the first week of school. So, they might be clean. You got some kids who might be clean on Monday. You got some kids who might show up clean on Tuesday. These kids is weird. They come up with different challenges that they do in their life, every day. I know we did too, and it just fell up under a different term, but, I just feel like they're a little bit more out there with a lot of their stuff, and that's cool. Because they scare me now. I'm officially old. Kids scare me. They're dangerous. I'm officially old enough to say kids are dangerous. Anywho, we're going to keep moving. What else we have? National Ampersand Day. I don't know what that one is. And then National anything that's pretty much dealing with cancer, we celebrate their Nurses Day. Because they got too many different ones, so we're just going to go with style of writing. Oh, okay. That's all you had to tell me. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I just work here. Stop yelling at me. Be great.
I am great.
Yep, whatever. That's what they said. Ooh, Kalisha. Do you know what the last one I was holding off on? Do you know what today is? This is a good
one. What is it?
It go good with the theme of the day. You know what? Today is National Salami Day.
National what?
Salami.
Why are you saying
when I saw it on the paper, that's just how I saw it. Salami. No, because here's the funniest thing about salami, right? The first time you actually see it on paper, you really got to look at it and sound it out.
This is true.
So I was like, ooh, when I saw it, I was like, ooh, I haven't seen that word in a while. Because I like words, right? And so I was like, ooh, that goes good with the theme too, National. So, because listen, every song that I'm playing tonight, either you're supposed to be bent over, being touched up, or disrespected in some type of way. There's nothing loving about any song that's gonna get played on this show tonight. And I tried to narrate that in the beginning because it's you want to get the kids off if people have their kids up because I don't like being disrespectful in front of kids. One of the things I've been struggling with as I stopped and was on vacation. I'm not as interactive in my children's life as I want to be at times, but I took time off to really give Lizzie back some time because at one point she just she never really knew when I was gonna be home because I was on an always going out of the door around the clock situation on her and I was just wow, she's never gonna really get any bonding time and I did that, but in doing so, humans are weird.
In what way?
I used to always think, growing up, because I've been around, I guess, family and then friends of family and friends or family. And, you know, it's like when you come from that same tribe and around that same tribe and y'all come up with the same general concepts or whatever, like, it's cool. But, like, when you move somewhere and, like, then you have to actually stop and get acclimated to where you are, people are weird. Like, and I know there's a lot of different ways to get to the same outcome, but some of this stuff y'all be doing, I'm sorry, like when I was growing up, or even like just even now as an earlier adult, when I was an earlier adult and now, like, I never looked, like, my respect on kids is like, you part like the Red Sea. Like, when it comes, like, I was always taught kids and ladies, you know, kids and old ladies, especially old ladies. But you, like you give them the world. And so it's like this generation, like they really also like, fuck your kids. Fuck your kids. Like, hell, fuck my kids. And I'm just like, wow. Like, when people say that, I'm like, I know we feel like that, but I would never say that out my mouth out loud about my kids. Like, and people are like, why would you say that? I'm like, because, like, first off, they didn't ask to be here. So, one, it's not like, fuck the kids. I mean, you know, my dumbass was dumb enough to put them here. So, let's eat that bullet first. But then, two, it's like, one of the things that I learned in really having Elizabeth is, as adults, we treat kids like they have 20 and 30 and 40 years of life experience. And so, like, a lot of times I'm like, I'm just looking at things and I'm just like, are we actually really giving the kids an opportunity to grow up, or are we trying to make them our best friends? And if they're our best friends, then that means that kid is skipping a whole lot of steps that they should be more impressed by in their age group to be impressed by adulthood. Because, you know, when you really look at it, like, what do kids really need? Kids need safety, food, shelter, bath, clean clothes, and a place to go to sleep. Really, all kids need, right?
No.
But how many people do you know in life have kids and don't make it about the kids, or have kids and tell everybody they making it all about the kids, but you're watching the struggle? Kids don't deserve a lot of the things that they're going through. But a lot of the time, it's the parents and it's the adults that's in the environment that's really the issue. Because the kid is 2, the kid is 3, the kid is 4, the kid is 5, the kid is 6, the kid is 11, the kid is 15. You got 12, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old kids getting life sentences for, I'm not saying that they were absolutely just oblivious to what's going on, but That's not what we should be doing. So, sorry, small rant there. I know I got just on a tangent there, but I just been watching people and their interaction with children on all levels, and the abuse and the different things that you're seeing in kids. And people don't see it as abuse, or they don't see it as a negative light, but a lot of these kids is innocent, and the things that they're getting exposed to me is abusive. And a lot of it starting around the people who claim that they love them, mom, dad, grandparents, aunts, uncles. Like, it's not like, oh, it's just the school. And some of y'all don't want to hear that. I have a number one rule when it comes to children, and I tell any parent this when they have a child. The moment you got pregnant, it was about you because they wanted to make sure the baby get here. The moment that baby was delivered and they say healthy, it's no longer about you. And people will show you that real quick. Have a kid. They will show you it's no longer about you. Fuck your life. We're going to take her little stinking booty ass Tay-Tay over here, who can't hold his head up, but everybody in his face just loving all on him. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Like I said, it's going to get real disrespectful now, so we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. That was early days of BET Uncut, right? Ooh, I gave it away. God dang it! See, I'm fired. We can't even do that as a raffle. So I got to come up with something else to raffle. So Felicia, think of something because we got to raffle something new away now.
Oh Lord!
Okay. Y'all don't judge me. Listen, man. Y'all know y'all can't let me hold on to nothing for no hour. Y'all should have corrected me. Y'all listen. See, that's y'all bad people. Y'all should have been like, sir, you know you ain't going no hour with that. Go ahead and do something different. Let's do birthdays real quick. We got to catch up with the last few days. I don't even want to do them. Like, that's my boy. Y'all know. Bro from Martin, Tommy, his birthday was on the 5th. We got to go ahead and give him his love. Terry Lynn Ellis, her birthday was also on the 5th. Did not know she was out of Houston. I like Houston people a little bit sometimes. Sometimes they scare. This dude named Sway, I don't know what he do, but his name Sway. He dark skinned. He not the Sway I know, but he Sway. Colette Colvin, her birthday was September the 5th. Lance make 'em dance. Lance Stevenson, September 5th, 1990. If you don't know who Lance Stevenson is, like, that's okay. But, yeah, see, that's the Sway I know.
That's the same
way. They're the same person?
Just without a hat. No hat.
That's not the... He looked lighter. Oh, they don't even look like the same person.
That's the
way I know. God dang, bro. It looks rough out there for Sway. Listen, they say black don't crack. Like, bro, I mean, he ain't ugly, but he ain't the same. What happens when you got to go back outside and get an outside job? all right, let's keep going. September 6th. Ooh, all y'all baby daddy birthday was September the 6th. Idris Elba, his birthday was September the 6th. Ooh, my boo. See, this is how I know this sign crazy. Macy Gray, because I love me some Macy Gray, but a lot of people don't like her because they say she crazy, but I love me some Macy Gray. Man, she do some things for me. CeCe Peniston, you got to know. We also got Foxy Brown, September 6th. That was one of my favorite female rappers of all time. She's in my top 10. Like Foxy might be in my top 5 best female rappers of all time, and there's a reason. Like, you know, you want to argue with me, you can, but, you know, come get at me. Anika Rose's birthday is the 6th. I feel like Cedric the Entertainer, because I'm just not calling no grown-ass man this. Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen that. Like, I'm just not calling. Listen, she can put that on the... Listen. I'm going to call him Adam. That's all he going to get out of me, sir. I'm not saying the rest of this. Ain't no self-respected man calling you none of this. Like, they be trying it. Like, bro, not me. Not I, says the cat. I will not. No, sir. No, sir. This, you are not calling Moe's Tavern. You will not get me today, sir. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Alex Christian Jones' birthday. Big Head Entertainment. Webby's birthday was the 6th. That was my boy. John Wall's birthday was the 6th from Raleigh, North Carolina. Chad Coleman's birthday. If you don't know who that is, go look him up. Michael Wilson's birthday. I love them. If y'all don't know who that is, that's the dude from Police Academy, the 1,000 Sound Effects guy.
Okay.
Don't tell me you never seen Police Academy.
I knew you was going to make it make sense.
I don't know what this is. I'm going to just go ahead and keep it. You know, they say when you don't know what to say, you just don't say nothing at all. And then my other favorite dude, Eazy-E, his birthday, September the 7th. Leslie Jones's birthday is September the 7th. Gloria Gaynor. I remember I'm supposed to remember her, but I don't know why, so I don't. That's who wrote that? That's who sung that? Okay, her. Jesus. I've been on vacation. Can y'all let me? Can I? Ma'am, ma'am, these names aren't registered. Ma'am, my brain has been off for 5 months. Can I turn it back on slowly? Your mama. Go production. Go production. Go do your job. God, I gotta get another studio. I can't work near her. Let's see, Spectacular Smith. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don Curry. September the 7th. Jonathan Majors. And that's it. That's all our birthdays. We got all the birthdays out of the way. You know what? So most of y'all probably weren't even paying attention so when I made the snafu. So if you know the music, I'm going to still just give away a free something today anyway just for the heck of it. So if you want to call the show and be the first person to win a prize today, call in 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. You must call the show, stay live over the air, where our music came from, what TV show it came from, and you'll get a prize. So you got 6 minutes to do that, first person call in, because we're going to close this game off at 10 o'clock, and then we're going to get into our new segment when we come out the next commercial break. I was going to say, this music right here tonight was perfect for the segment that we're getting ready to introduce, because y'all gonna let us new segment. Like, it's been being trolled on me, so I'm going to troll it on y'all. CJ, so while we got a few minutes before we get out of here, because it don't look like nobody else is listening to us because they don't want to call in, tell me, what you been up to this week? What's been going on? What's been making it do what it do for you?
Well, listen, it's been a mix of chilling, it's been a mix of work, and it's been a mix.
Oh. It's just been a mix.
It's been a mix.
That's interesting. It's Wednesday. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. And we're literally about 13 to 14 days from the season changing. We're getting ready to go into fall. It's a lot going on right now. Ooh, I feel bad. Ooh, I feel bad for the girls who are going to get two cycles this month.
Again, why do you know that?
No, because it's like it's that season. So like it's that season where either right now you either know that you're getting ready to have a heavy cycle period, or you pregnant. Like everybody going like you gonna hear over the next 14 to 21 days. Ooh, girl, I'm pregnant. Oh, they're pregnant. They know they pregnant right now. But they just trying to wait to make sure it's for sure. So in like the next 14 to 21 days after the doctors confirm everything or whatever, y'all going to start seeing all the sad phone calls. Mom, I'm pregnant. Yeah, so, you know. So, for those of you who have kids who are starting to get of age to be able to make kids, just start getting around your friends that have kids that's old enough to have kids. And just start seeing what that face looks like. So you can just start preparing yourself. Like, it's like an easy win. Like, I just believe in, like, setting y'all up for success. That way you ain't got to choke that little nigga or that little, you know, heifer when you realize that they've been out there doing what young people do, which is be curious. Because we've all been curious of something. Some of us, you know, once we found it, it changed our life completely. You know, some of us batshit crazy. So. we want to judge people, but we've had similar experiences. But we want to sit back and look at people like I ain't never did that. I'm different. Tell people sometimes the only thing that's different about us is the way we change our clothes. All right, y'all. Again, if you want to win a prize, you got roughly about 2 more minutes before we go into this next commercial break. The show number is 319-527-6703. That is not the same number as we have before, so if you're trying to call that old number and you keep realizing that it's not working, it's because the old number doesn't work. We are live, new studio equipment, new number, new everything. So do that. Also, if you're online and you're listening from online, go to Blog Talk Radio and actually create a profile. And come in and chat with your production team, your studio host team. We are live in the studio chat every time we have a live show. And then also remember that you can listen to our replay on Spotify. So an hour after the show ends, you can listen to it on Spotify. CJ, did I cover everything?
That's everything.
Okay. So we're going to keep it Sunday and Wednesday. For a while, we're going to incorporate some surprise episodes of Halftime is Game Time, just so we can start sprinkling that in there to get comfortability with it. Because, y'all, I was tired. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Monday came around. I was still high from the first show we did. Tuesday came around. I was like, I can't do it today. And that's the thing you got to learn. We have to learn that sometimes, like, you can't do everything that you used to do as fast as you used to do it. Like, sometimes you got to actually, give yourself a break. All right, so we're going to play this song real quick, and we will be right back after this quick commercial break. we had a meeting on Tuesday. No, we had a meeting on Wednesday to basically give the information out about all the upcoming changes or whatever. And so we broke down each segment, and we waited for the very, 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 very last segment to make sure that everybody had finally was alert. Because, you know, when you say, hey, this is the last thing we're going to do, everybody kind of perks up, right? So at the end, we told all the employees, all right, payroll will now be due on Thursday. Make sure all of your hours are checked, finalized, corrected on Thursday, right?
Right.
Normal practice. Every business kind of lets you know what day you need to have your stuff accounted for, right? That's normal practice. That's nothing. Like, that's nothing amazing, correct?
Correct.
30 minutes later, email. Hey, what day are we supposed to turn in our hours? Bitch, per my last email. Because the craziest part was they got all of that in the email.
No,
everything
sir.
That was said in the meeting, they also got in the email.
No, sir.
Bitch, per. Like, I'm telling you, I'm going to get that on my shirt. Per my last email.
Per my last email, bitch.
What? Because you, come on, like, we got to do better. Like, professionally, guys, like, we, ooh, like, you ever hear Chocolate hit? Like, you know they got hit hard and they earned it?
Hey.
Ooh.
They earned it.
Shit. Hey, listen, them three-year-olds, hey, I feel bad. Hey, what can you do? Toddlers are violent. Toddlers are violent. But, yeah, anyways, keeping with the subject, per my last email, it grew a life of its own because, like, it's just like you go into a situation and it's like when you're dealing with call centers, you're dealing with different things, you're dealing with different people. Like, you get just, like, some dumb, ignorant, stupid scenarios.
Yeah, you do.
Anywho, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Ooh. Yeah, I can't play that. That's even though that song fits, that'll get us in trouble. So we're gonna go with another song. Now listen, if y'all watch that show, y'all definitely know this song was on. I know you probably, CJ, you probably been waiting for this one to drop because I know you know this one was on there. I know you know this was on there. Oh, y'all trying to give me some other stuff. That ain't the one I'm looking for. There we go.
Get down, let's see, let's be seeing some more fitness and bubbly. When I'm in the field, my toy is spinning, I'm looking free. Cause I got that head gang, rubbing up that bed crank. But if the mirror off, I shout it, gonna let that head pain. Better learn to stay, shout it. Better get your main, shout it. Go in the face and be gone all in your brain, shout it. This piece is futuristic. This pen is so expensive. The way I'm breaking down for you, bitches, it's so forgiving. Let it go, not wrong. Watch me drop it like that. Show me where the money get. Boy, come with them one set. Breaking with that pussy popping. That pussy dropping to the floor. We got these niggas slobbing. He won't come on without that dope. I'll be gay up in heaven. Cause that's for sure. I'm from the girl. Choking that pussy popping. Stopping that pussy dropping down. Pussy, 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 pussy.
First off, I didn't even get the Luda, but, like, I love, I don't know, I think I need to do a greatest females hip-hop night, because I love me some Shauna, too.
I got the plan.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. We're going to have to definitely do a ladies night of hip-hop, like, and not that cookie-cutter shit either, like, I'm so tired of this goddamn bubblegum-ass rap everybody's doing. Like, it's weird. Anywho, we are not going to do a long show tonight. I have covered everything that I want to cover. Like I told everybody, we are getting warmed back up. Because I know CJ, I've been working the dog shit out your boss. I appreciate you for hanging in there. Listen, you have gone through a lot in the last couple of years of dealing with this internship program, and I appreciate you. Like, you're learning a lot, and I'm taking it because we have a moment to do it, but I don't really say much about what people do in their situations. But everything that you have learned and that you have applied in business and in your personal life and in your growth, like, I commend you. It's not easy to change. Like, it's not easy to do a 180 or a 3 or a 90 degree change in what you're doing. Like, when a lot of times when we think what's working for us is best, it's easy to continue to do that. It's hard to say, you know what, this may not be what's best for me, and to just cold turkey, like, change your, you know, what you do. You know, separation, postpartum, all types of different words that come negatively with the mind and the body happens to us, especially when something that we have been accustomed to is forced to change. And you made a lot of lifestyle changes in order to develop what you are now. And I just wanted to let you know, on the air, on the waves, so you can hear it, so you can always go back and be like, that's the day he said it. Because I ain't saying this shit again now. I just want you to know, I'm saying it today. Don't be like, ooh, he said it. Then. You listen, archive the show. Listen, I don't do this shit right now. But real talk, I'm proud of you. And just to see what you're growing out there in Texas, to just see what you're building, and to see people actually take what you do serious now. You know, because a year ago people looked at you. People looked at you and laughed at you directly in your face.
Yeah, that feeling is a little bit hurt, too. You said, like, you put them up, though. Put those up.
Like, you told them your goal, and they laughed at you. And now that they see what you're building, more and more and more people are taking you serious. And I'm proud to see that change in your life. And we all go through that. That's why I'm really on this mindset of really making sure that I teach business to the group of people coming behind me. If nothing else has been important to me, just having to see a need of more people who look like me in the executive rooms, at the tables, making decisions. It's easy to have someone make the decision for you, but it's a good thing when you have to make the decision. And I want to see more of us in those rooms. I want more of us to be responsible for making sure payroll happens within our communities. Because I hear a lot of people talk about being a boss when they talk about business. And my greatest gift for being a business person is not so I can be a boss, so I can tell people that I'm a boss. My greatest gift is to make sure that I can see people putting food on their table to take care of their family. Like, that's been the most gratifying thing of what I've done. And not only to do it, but to teach them very simple measures that can facilitate you having more resources in your life more abundantly. Because look at how, like, if nothing else, look at how we changed how you see resources and the pool of resources that you now have around you. So that's what I said. It's incredible watching the journey. I've been there. It's scary as fuck sometimes. But there's such a high that you get from success in that type of world and that type of setting that you can't, when you're doing something from the ground up and you can see it and you can stand back and put your hands on your hips and look at it and say, I built that. There's always something special about that. And I commend anyone who's taking their hand at it. So I'm going to see if I got this last song as I play before we get out of here. But you know, we got to do our famous thing before we go, and that's give the people the word, a word of the day. So, Miss CJ, give the great people your word of the day.
I'm going to say be patient. Be patient. Everything takes time. Everything takes time. But with time and consistency, you'll get there. But you got to be patient with yourself and those around you.
The message that was given to me, it's funny because I don't dream often, right? But I was asleep the other night. I don't know why I call it sleep, because Elizabeth doesn't call it sleep, but she calls it, I'm going to destroy your entire life, but you're laying in the bed, but that's cool. But I was laying on the floor, and I was daydreaming a little bit, and the message that was for me was, you know, just begin to just clean up everything around you. Like, whatever's in your immediate, just start cleaning it up. Don't worry about anybody who's not directly connected to you. Don't worry about anything that doesn't have anything to do with you. Don't worry about someone else's business. Don't worry about someone else's kids. And in this season right now for me, look at what you got going on and clean up everything around you. And so that's what I've been doing. I've really stopped and analyzed everything that's around me. And somebody else may need to hear that. Someone else may need to go through that process. If it's for you, it is. If that message isn't for you and it's not for you, then don't worry about it. Go be great. That's it. So we'll be back on Sunday. Give everybody an opportunity to get their rest up and work with me getting my podcast energy back, because, man, listen, this is work. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do, and I love doing this, but I have to get back in the swing of things, so it's coming. And definitely this season we're working on more interaction. We have sponsorships available. We have advertising, marketing, all those spots are all still available. So we roughly got about 40 minutes of show here that we haven't plugged in any advertisements or sponsors or anything like that. So if you would like to get those spots, please reach out to djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Or you can get in our inboxes or all the different ways that you know how to reach us. You can start reaching out to us, and we'll get you connected with the right source if it's not the right source. CJ. You going to be back with us on Sunday? Oh, shit. I got her muted, dang. Look, Dwayne gonna be like, see, I told you he'd be muting people. Yeah, I forgot we had articles about the show. PJ, you go, because I can hear that nigga mouth when he come back, bro, because y'all don't know. Like, Dwayne be checking on stuff, so, like, he'll go read some stuff or go see some stuff, and then you don't even know he done went and checked on it, and then he'll be being petty the whole time, and you don't even realize it's some stuff that he don't want to did his research on, and now he's looking at you like, bro, you ain't know I knew that, dog. Come on, bro. In fact, it's just because I can hear him. Like, God, he's so damn petty. I miss my dog, though. Like, he already said he wasn't going to be here because he had to, you know, he got kids and got a job. But I miss my dog tonight. Like, I think that's what was missing from tonight's show. I miss my dog. Yeah, because, yeah, he would have got me on a couple of things. I already know we would have had about 3-4 arguments already, so. Y'all put an APB out for Dwayne. Get on Facebook right now. If you know him, you friends with him, tag him and be like, bro, why you wasn't on the show? Man, fuck your job. Bad about you. Don't tell him that shit. I'm already told him, hey, higher than that. He can't work for me. He got too many kids. He got about 50 of them kids. Nah, y'all listen, like, I don't be mad at people, but then, like, here's my thing, like, all my kids, I never expected nobody, like, to really watch my kids. I've always liked to be home when it comes to, like, spending time with my kids. Sending them to school is not watching them. That's learning time. Like, after-school activities is not watching them. That's activities. Getting them in things to do actively for themselves, that's them growing social skills, social awareness, cues, and learning life. But, like, I like being around my kids because you learn something new from kids every day. But here's the problem with some of y'all. Y'all be having too many damn kids. One and two children in a household is, like, really sufficient. Anything more than that, you are insane. You like punishment. There is no reason that you should just keep having kids over and over and over and over and over again. Like, if you're 22 and already got 8 kids, I don't understand what's wrong with your vagina or your penis, sir. Like, there's not, no. And I'm not saying it to be mean. Like, I just need us to really, like, be realistic. In today's society, things are too expensive.
Dang.
Like, I'm not saying this because, and people are like, oh, well, don't be counting my pockets. We over here and we fat and we this, and that's cool. I'm not talking about you. You're a part of the percentage group rareness of that situation. I'm talking about the other 86%.
The
other 91%, because it's a lot of them in that group. You're rare. Like, I just, like, there's a lot of stuff, man, we're going to start talking about over the coming season, because I'm going to start getting my ideas out and getting them written down and getting the show back formatted, because there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. But it's a lot. Like, I've never been plugged into society for 5 months straight. So this, like, trying to, like, I just feel like, you know, you ever look at those TV shows where a person, like gets frozen in space or frozen in a time capsule, and then they come back, like, 30 years later, and then they're forced to watch this, like, fast-forwardism of life, and then they have to process that shit and then go out in society today? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that shit just happened, like, over, like, the last 5 years. Like, I finally kind of sat down and, like, I haven't watched the news. Like, listen, I didn't even know who David Mirra was when I started back watching the news.
Oh.
Like, I have not watched. Listen, remember, the last time I watched the 6:30 ABC show, that was, like, in, like, 94. Huh? Yeah, two downs. Yeah, because I used to always pick because my two baby sisters' last names are Downs. I used to be like, hey, that could be your daddy. Oh, I used to say that to them all the time. That could be your daddy. Nah, I can't be your daddy. You got money. Listen, my family petty. You got to be in a room with us. Like, we talk, listen, siblings, if you got siblings and y'all can't talk shit to each other without, you know, I'm talking about in love. Like, not, like, because we'll fight. Like, we, listen, we are, I don't know how y'all family set up, but we are the siblings that will put our paws on each other. What you ain't finna do is think you, what you ain't finna do is just think you talked about us. Now, but understand, you don't get to fight us, we get to fight us.
Right.
Like, I think that's Black Code 101. You don't get to fight us, we get to fight us. Like, best friends act like that, cousins act like that, siblings act like that, church folks act like that. Oh, so, like, it's just weird. Like, you really got to be, like, you really got to be into the niche to really get away with that. But I'm not going to hold you guys. I just wanted to share some things with you. We're getting back to all things. CJ, you'll be proud of me. Last thing before we go, because, like, we still really got, like, 34 minutes left on the show, but I just want to say this one before we go. I'm proud of myself. I got rid of my cell phone line.
Congratulations!
I officially got the this account has been suspended notice. Because, like, you know, if you pay, one thing I've learned about telephone companies, even if you terminate the phone line and the account and all that good stuff, like, they will still almost treat that account like it's a legacy account. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
In their background system. So I said, fuck it. No, I want them to suspend the number. I want them to be so angry with the fucking account that there's no way that it can ever open up again, and then I'll just pay it off. Because I'm petty like that. Because, like, I just don't, like... Like, because after we go through the phone calls of are you going to pay versus, okay, we know you're not going to pay, so we're just going to send it to collections, because that's all they're going to do. They're going to send it to collections, and then you're going to get that letter. XYZ is willing to settle out with this bill for XYZ. Please call this number if you're willing to do XYZ.
Right.
And then that's when I call. But I usually wait about 30 days so I know it's really in collections, like for real, for real. And then I go call them, and then I go work that out. And then, because here's the thing. Once it goes into collections and then you pay it off, it's actually really going to help your credit score, because then now you can actually tell them, hey, make sure you have my entire credit history with that account on file. And if you got really great credit history other than 30 to 90 days, they usually take those delinquent payments against you away as long as you pay off the account. So why not just get rid of something entirely and ensure that it's gotten rid of. Get a cell phone again. But close out account. Listen, because first of all, half the time, you know, they give you subpar customer service anyways. Generally, you get one of two people. You get the person who really likes what they do and they've been doing a long time and they're really, really trying to help you. Or you get the person who it was really just a job for them and they need commission.
That's true.
There ain't no in-between. There's no in-between when it comes to that. They either like what they do or they're trying to get commission. But anywho, it was a pleasure, guys. We're getting ready to get out of here. I don't even know if I got a closeout song for y'all. Do I got a closeout song? Because it's all nasty stuff. And I just don't feel, I don't know if y'all want to be nasty with me before I go. Do they want to be nasty with me before I go, Kalisha?
Let's do it. Why not?
Oh, see, I was trying to be hopeful.
Well, then don't do it.
You don't tell me what to do.
Exactly. See. Put a hump in your back and say, hey, hey. Put a hump in your back and say, hey, hey. Put a hump in your back and say, hey, hey, let's go. Bounce that head up, down the shoulder. Say that thing like they know.
Falling that ass and kicking for a week.